Today on The Take, Israel behaving badly, how I really feel about the EU and its treatment of migrants, and a little bit of pop culture. Come on, skip to my lure around the globe with your boy. You won't regret it.
The sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture. We answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing. Just an ordinary show based in London, but we different. Talking about what they want, you should pay attention. Politics and social issues. We running facts that the media lies about on the daily, things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight. Don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue. Bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique. You're out missing. Just tune in the same time every day except on the weekend. It gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles.
Let me drop some shit like this here.
Yo, what it is? What is up? What is what? It is the top of the midnight hour in the sexiest city in the entire world. And that is London, England. Which means it's only 6 p.m. And the city so nice they named it twice, New York, New York. And of course, that means it's only 3 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of Angels and Sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I am your host, the Sandstorm, taking human form, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world, but you've chosen to ride with your boy, and for that, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and although I may not sound like it, I promise you, I'm humble. So where do we begin? If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, the most existential threat to you as a human being, climate change. If there's no planet, doesn't all that other shit doesn't matter. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night. That's my favorite part. Look, there's no nice way to put this. Last week, we found out that Alaska's Bering Sea lost 38% of its ice in 8 days. Now, you might ask yourself, well, what would cause something like that to happen? Only if you're an idiot. It's CO2 emissions. If we don't do something to save the planet, we're all going to die. I keep trying to warn you of the food shortages. The Great Barrier Reef. The bumblebees are dying. If the bees die, it used to be so did the planet. But literally, under the Arctic, scientists have put every known seed to man down under the ice. And that's great for a nuclear holocaust. But it shouldn't have to get there. And I don't understand why we're not doing better. Like, for instance, still saying with the climate, right? They are now in Europe making earthquake-proof cities. I'm sure they would love that shit in the United States, out in California, where they're sitting on a great fault. Or how about Mexico City, that always seems to have some devastating earthquake? And don't even get me started about places like El Salvador and Haiti. And we're going to talk a lot about El Salvador and Haiti a little bit later in the show, because they're suing the United States government. Haitians and El Salvadorians, or Salvadorians, I guess you would just call them, in the United States. So, still kind of staying with climate.
game.
Bushwick Bill. I'm going to try to stay on topic as much as I can. We're doing two shows today. It's a double take Tuesday, but it's not going to be what you're used to because I wasn't planning on doing two shows today. But life doesn't always go the way we plan it. So, in Maputo, Mozambique last week, dozens of people were killed when heavy rains caused a collapse of a 40-foot high trash dump. That just shouldn't happen. Not because it's Africa, not because it's Black History Month, just because it shouldn't.
My mind is playing tricks on me.
And I don't even know how we begin to fix that. They were killed by a trash avalanche. I saw pictures of dead children who died with their eyes open. Speaking of dead children, what is going on in Syria is unthinkable. You are listening to the sound of Rex and Effect. I guess we're just going like Throwback Tuesday. I don't know. Nigel. Speaking though of dead children, if you have seen the videos of Syria and UNICEF, Russia even has called for a ceasefire. So is the United Nations. But it looks like the one that Russia called for is going to take effect tomorrow. Today, if you're in Europe or west of the United Kingdom, it's happening today. Apparently, we'll find out in a few hours, won't we? As the violence continues, news reports are suggesting that North Korea is sending weaponry to the war-torn country. Now, ask yourself, what is the last thing that Syria needs? Outside influence of any kind that involves weapons. I don't want anybody arming the rebels because we don't know. The rebels eventually turn out, in some cases, to be ISIS or people like Hamas. And so, while I think there's something we have to do for these children, I am so dismayed at seeing dead children. And it pisses me off that Americans, they see their children and something must be done. When you see someone else's children, though, oh, that's horrible. It's sad. And we turn the channel. And listen, don't think it's just a United States thing. In the United Kingdom, if it doesn't readily affect you, ask yourself, do you really care? I do. But I'm a humanist. As a matter of fact, the dude from X-Clan, Brother Jay, he didn't like me. He's like, I ain't got no time to be hanging out with humanists. That's the truth. The exact words is, I ain't got no time to be hanging out with humanists. And I'm a proud humanist. I care about human beings, but I think it's because I've evolved past just thinking of myself as a human being. You know, you guys are all you religious people. You're all looking forward to your afterlife. Whereas I have embraced my life here on earth. See, I already know where I'm going. I'm going back from whence I came. So, when we are kicking people away, turning people away, not sending a, don't talk to me about your fucking Christian values. And I mean that, with every fiber of my being, because the Christians that I know, I mean, I really know, I've spent time with them. They preach love and charity and they mean it. And then you have these like sanctimonious, you know, you can't be gay. Listen, I know that that stuff is in the Bible. But I also ask you honestly to search your heart. If you're a Christian, if you're Jewish, I don't even know what to tell you. You're still waiting for your Messiah. And Islam, I have a great deal of respect for the amount of time that you pray. The things that I have learned about Islam and theology confuse me. I don't know why you treat your women the way you do, but you would not have a Quran if it weren't for a woman, because Muhammad could not read. So I have a hard time with Islam. So I stick with the religion that I was raised in and the one that I can more, I guess because it also is what pushes the political agenda in the countries that I love the most. Obviously America is turning into Christian Iran. I don't really know what the fuck is wrong with the United Kingdom. And hey, Angela Merkel is of the Christian Democratic Party. And Barack Obama had no problem with that. And that's because they don't really, yeah, they're Christians, but they don't really inject, except everything is based on Judeo-Christian law, right? Exactly. So anyway, as Israel is about to celebrate the embassy moving to Jerusalem in May, from Tel Aviv, there's a problem here. That's too fast. My father used to guard embassies, and I am sounding the alarm because not that I want to see an embassy attack. I wept when Benghazi was attacked. You know, my father, I think about the soldiers that guard the embassy. And just because you want to make nice with Israel, you do this. And even Russia said, don't do this. It's going to anger the Palestinians, and there is going to be some pushback. But if you are a Christian, you should be calling up somebody in Israel and saying, you wouldn't say this, but what the fuck? Not if you were the Christians that I know, the ones that truly follow the teachings of Christ to the best of their ability. And I'm not sitting here telling you they're perfect. They are as fallible as I am. But the difference between, excuse me, them and these Twitter trolls or these evangelicals, if you will, they pass judgment. And the last time I checked, you didn't have that right. That was left up to your heavenly Father. So I would just ask you to please, kindly, reread the Bible. If you don't know it, go to Bible study so that you can understand it. Shout out to Tammy, who used to be my Bible study teacher. She was my first Bible study teacher and soured me kind of on everybody else because she answered every question I ever had. And I know I was exhaustingly irritating at sometimes because I was taught to question everything, but she answer my questions, and I appreciate that. But if you're a Christian, you should feel betrayed by Israel right now. Your holiest site, where you believe that Christ was crucified, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, I believe it's called, it's been closed. It's been closed now for 3 days because Israel is buying up Christian-owned properties and doing what they want with them. So I get that you're supporting Israel because it has to exist for Jesus to come back. And y'all have been waiting for Jesus to come back for a long time. Now, some people will say, yeah, we've been waiting for 2018 years. No. No, 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 no. Like, everything that happened before Christ was born was B.C. And now we say B.C.E. because it's not before Christ anymore. It's before the common era. And A.D. was not after death. Like most people thought. It literally translates into Anno Domini, which is in the year of our Lord. And I always was, I always said to people, well, they estimate that Christ was alive for 33 years. So if they, what do you do with the time before Christ and then after his death? So it could never have been after his death. But now it's BCE and CE. It's the common era. Because the world, for all intents and purposes, has adopted this common calendar. But there is still a Jewish New Year. The Chinese New Year just passed. It is the year of the dog. I almost barked for y'all, but I'm not gonna. I'm not really in a silly mood right now. I'm a little bit angry. Let's go to Italy and talk about why I'm angry. 170,000 migrants arrived in Italy in 2017. Now, that is a precipitous drop from the million who arrived in 2016. Now, this is not all rosy here. That means there's a slowing down. But 3,000 of these migrants leaving Libya died in the trek. Now, once they get to Italy, where do they go? See, because the EU has adopted a new or relatively new policy, which is you can stay. But whatever country you land in, that's where you will be granted residency. Now, I don't know if it's because they still are harboring some resentments about how Hannibal came across the Alps and whipped that ass, or if it's just pure hatred. And look, I would love to say that there isn't racism anywhere, but it is. Do you think they would treat people who came from Norway this way? You think an American would be treated this way? I say no. So, there are people dying in the mountains of Italy trying to cross over to France. Because the French border is closed. And despite Marine Le Pen not winning the election, there is still a lot of anti-migrant hatred and rhetoric. And you guys know, I love me some Emmanuel Macron. Youngest leader of France since Napoleon Bonaparte. My favorite person in the history of living. But France is turning them away. And there is still animus towards these people, despite Macron's effort. And that means there is something in the hearts of French people. And that's it. And that's bothersome for me. You know? So, colonization. Fucked up. These new lands over here. And when I mean over here, I guess Africa. So the entire continent of Africa, fucked. The new world across the pond, fucked. And the author of Confusion and the orchestrator of all this boulderdash is the European man. Listen, you notice I didn't say the white man. I used to. But the Caucasian European man is the reason for that. And I will say it again. You point out to me any place that quote unquote explorers have gone, and I mean these white colonists, and you tell me where they went and the people who were indigenous to those places thrived. You can't. Even when China finally decided to let the Brits in, we hooked them on fucking opium. Right? Listen, I don't run from history because I was taught it correctly. I was never given the bullshit lies about Paul Revere running through some streets talking about the British were coming. Fucking Americans were British. It was the Redcoats. Alright? Think about it. Think about it. I was never taught that the Pilgrims and Indians sat down and had this delicious dinner together. The white European man stole the lands from the people who are native to North, South America, the Caribbean islands, all that shit. And so before we get into some deeper into U.S. politics, let's talk about the fact that Haitians and Haiti is a former French colony. France has apologized for what it did to Haiti. It's not giving money or anything like that, but it has apologized for colonizing it and enslaving its people. Congress has apologized to the American people for slavery. And then some idiot thought that Barack Obama, as the first black president, should be the president to apologize to the nation to slavery. And I said, what the fuck for? His ancestors weren't. Oh, but I guess half of them was. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. They're suing the Trump administration over removal of temporary protective status. And they're going to win. Or they already have one. Because the judge is like, yeah, he called them from shithole countries. This is why I say let Donald Trump tweet. Because we find out what he really fucking feels and thinks. Don't listen to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And part two of our double take, we're going to focus solely on Donald Trump. And the things that are breaking right now as I'm talking to you, like Jared Kushner just lost his top secret security clearance. Oh, I thought it was you too, Jared. I don't know how we're going to get Middle East peace now. Maybe actually there'll be some fucking progress, because I want to say this. I'm going to move on. But Jared Kushner has known Benjamin Netanyahu since he was a little boy. All right? Donald Trump could give a fuck less about Israel and where our embassy should be. Because if he did, he wouldn't fucking move it there. Okay? And Jared Kushner involved with a corrupt Netanyahu. It's not a good look for the United States. It's not a good look. All right? So we're moving into the meat and potato of the shows. Now, when I had a weekly show, and I know some of you on my podcast audience are probably like, yeah, motherfucker, you still only got a weekly show. Life happens. I am a father of four. Let's not forget that. Father of four. Shit happens. It's real in the world. You guys also know I was looking out for my boy's mother-in-law. And so now life has returned to normal and I'm back. But when I had a weekly show, I would do those little stories and then have the crux of the show be this big thing, and then I would do my sports fix. Now, sports, I still watch them. I still enjoy them. It's not that important. I don't think you can watch ESPN. You can listen to ESPN on this podcast. My calling is of a different nature. So the big part of this show today is going to be Parkland. Before we get into the messiness and nastiness and all the details that have come out since the last time we were together, I do want to tell you that Parkland won the state hockey championship on Sunday. I'm not going to rain on the kids' parade, but it reminds me of when the Patriots won the Super Bowl after 9/11. I can see if it was wrestling or football, ice hockey in Florida. Maybe Parkland is the best high school team in the country. In the state of Florida. They may be the best ice hockey team in the state of Florida. Or they were just so pumped up for their school. I don't know. I don't believe in coincidence. So, I think we talked about Rick Scott and his $500 million for bulletproof glass, but we can't get teachers supplies. We can't pay teachers a decent wage. And now these motherfuckers, well, Rick Scott doesn't want to, but these other motherfuckers, they want to arm teachers. Can you imagine? Now, there's a lot of controversy because Deputy Scott Peterson had a gun. He's a good guy with a gun. He didn't go into school. Now, his lawyers have come out and said, well, it's not because he was a coward. I didn't call him a coward. Other people have. And I'm going to tell you why I don't think he's a coward. Even though you are trained to go in, he is former military, and that's important. But a good guy with a gun. One good guy with a gun. A lot of deputies didn't go in. And I understand that there are some children who bled to death that may not have needed to because of this. Scott Peterson said he thought that Deputy Peterson, I don't want you guys to get him confused with the murderer, thought the shots were coming from outside. And there is something to be said for that because the shooter has set up something similar to a sniper's den. And I think his plan was to start shooting from the crowd. Now, every day something else comes up. It was like 36 calls to this guy. And because all of his, what are we going to call it, hospitalizations for his mental illnesses were I'm trying to think of the right terminology, but like he signed himself in. It was like a voluntary psychiatric hold. So that means after 72 hours, if they don't find a reason to keep you, they have to let you go. Now, a close friend of mine was Baker acted, and he has bipolar disorder. And so I think that he probably should not ever own a gun. But what if I want one for protection? I have PTSD. I voluntarily submitted myself for psychiatric help because I had been up for 6 days. And I suddenly was like, yeah, you know what? It would be smart to take yourself out. And I just told y'all I love life. So I went to get help. I've been in therapy ever since. I'm no more of a danger to you than I, or myself, than I am the next person walking down the street. I'm just saying, we gotta do something about that. You know, you wanna spend $500 million on securing these schools, putting a security, a resource officer at every school. What difference is that gonna make? The reason that I'm not that upset with Deputy Peterson is this. What the fuck am I going to do with a handgun when you have a killing machine? Even if I've got 17 shots or 32, one in the chamber, 32 in the clip. What chance did he really have against... I'm not trying to make light of it, but like fat ass Donald Trump said he would have ran... First of all, Donald Trump said his fat ass would have run into the school without a weapon. I want you guys to go on YouTube and type in Trump leaves wife and son in the ring. And you will see him walking his fat ass up the stairs to Air Force One, covered in a black umbrella, huge umbrella. His son, Barron, in tow. And guess what? He didn't help him. His wife ran past him and pushed him out of the way. I mean, they're living separate lives and all. That's what I'm just saying. Donald Trump, General Bone Spurs. Right. The NRA is losing sponsorship. The other night, it was just the Bank of... I want to say the Bank of Omaha, but it's probably the Bank of Chicago I'm thinking about. Or I've got the Bank of Chicago confused with Gates. Which I probably... Yes, Nigel said I do. Don't worry about it. So look, Governor Scott, who's running for Senate, wants to block mentally ill people from getting guns. All buyers must be 21 years of age. And of course, he wants the school resources officer in every public school. So y'all can find $500 million for that shit, but not for books and supplies. I'm just saying. And these kids are going to need therapy. And for everybody who's dismissing them or saying that they don't know what they're talking about, first of all, the kids that are speaking out are in AP classes, one. But even if they weren't, the civil rights movement was started by college students who said, I want to sit down and eat at a counter. I don't want to be separate but equal. Why can't I sit? Who is this white person? Why are they better than me? It started with children. The Vietnam War. Oh, I love this. We should have started the show with Can We Rock? What's up, Doc? I know, y'all think I lose focus constantly, but I'm not. The Vietnam War. College students. Yeah. So look, is the United States just full of savages? I would love to say, nah, they can be, yo. But it is what it is. They have my support. I'll be doing whatever I can to help that agenda. It's time for the fun part of the show. Pop culture. I thought I saw a putty tat. I did. This is my favorite verse, but he's too fast. For me to try to duplicate it on the air, I'm afraid that I will not be on point. Like this chick in my Zumba class, she's so concerned about getting the steps down that she's off beat. So like I can't watch her. She looks like a struggling baby giraffe when she dances. And then on top of that, sis boomba. I know, right? In pop culture. And Teddy Savalas. Like Speedy Gonzalez. Fresh. Ivan. So socializing. Alright, Nigel's like, seriously. Alright, so look. Let's get to the bad news first. Batman. R. Kelly. Was accused of running a sex camp last year. I wasn't aware of that. I don't listen to his new music. I even started asking people, am I still allowed to enjoy like old Kevin Spacey movies and shit? Because I didn't know. So everything that R. Kelly did after the alleged urinating on a child, I haven't fucked with him. Can't even tell you what his latest album was. I know he's on tour right now. He had to shut down some dates in like Oklahoma City and places like that. But ignorant ass black people, and yes, I fucking said it because I'm black. I can. In Detroit, where 80% of the rape kits that are left untested are from black females, y'all went and some of you took your fucking daughters to see R. Kelly in Detroit. You make me sick. It's like, I remember right after Chris Brown beat up Rihanna. And it's like, we've forgotten that Chris Brown is a fucking woman beater. He threw a rock at his mother, too. So, I'm just keeping it fucking real. Y'all make me sick. How are y'all going to stand up? Like, Harvey Weinstein, the Weinstein Company, makers of Westworld, one of my favorite shows, is coming back in April on HBO. They had to file for bankruptcy. Y'all motherfuckers are out there making sure R. Kelly... Listen, it ain't about album sales. When you go on tour, Jay-Z and Beyonce made $100 million. I'm talking about after... Oh, you're taking me back, Nigel. But after they paid all their bills, Jay-Z and Beyonce on the Run tour made $100 million. Now, I will grant you this. It wasn't like it was at the, not the Forum. It wasn't at the Palace in Auburn Hills or anything like that. But it was still, it wasn't at the Joe Louis Arena. And there were swaths of the show where there were swaths of seats empty. You could see empty pockets in the concert hall. But y'all are still spending your money on this motherfucker. And I heard black women sit up there and say, well, he hasn't been found guilty of anything. Neither has Harvey Weinstein. Neither has Matt Lauer. What the fuck is wrong with black people? Y'all make me fucking sick. So that's the bad shit. I don't care if you're black and you're offended. I don't give a fuck. We're talking about children. And like I said, when Chris Brown beat Rihanna and I went to New York, I had Jasmine and Christopher with me with their biological mother, my ex-wife. There were pictures, like you could have your picture drawn, and they were selling pictures of Chris Brown. And so I asked one of the vendors, why are you still selling these pictures? It was an Asian vendor, I was about to say Chinese, but I don't know that he was actually from China. I think so, if I read the nameplate right, but I'm not sure that I did, so... And even if the sign was in Chinese, it doesn't mean that he was Chinese. So anyway, but he said to me, I wouldn't let my children buy it, but people still want it. Now, I did tell you his new album is the shit. It's 100 songs on it. While he was sitting in jail or whatever anger management facility he was in, he was working on his music. And if Chris Brown never hits another woman, I think I'll be okay. R. Kelly, though, has a history of this shit. And I have a daughter. And I'm trying to teach my daughter the right fucking thing. And that ain't it. Kylie Jenner caused Snapchat to lose $1 billion by tweeting out, and I quote, "Has anybody even opened Snapchat? Anyone?" Like, she basically hated it. People, I hate it. I lost my face. My picture was on Snapchat. My actual face. And now I'm some fucking Bitmoji. Like, we're not proud of how we look and who we really are. So we need these cartoon characters of who we are. No, I don't, goddammit. I love my Malcolm X red hair. But maybe other people don't. I'm not with it. Look. Before we get really into me, well, we're about to get into me because we're going to get into the best shows on TV right now. The Americans is ending. And that's going to be hard for me because that was a great show and I loved it. The best show on television right now is Homeland. Homeland is based off of a Israeli show where a prisoner of war was turned and was going to commit atrocities against his homeland. So the show was based on that, but once the Israeli soldiers were brought home, right, the show ended in Israel. So everything after Brody's death has nothing to do with Homeland. Or the spinoff or the original show in Israel. What it's doing right now, showing how people are being locked up. Yo, it's fucking fantastic television. It'll teach Americans about their only criminal. Really, Nigel? Thank you. Like, did he really just try me with MC Hammer? And you can New Jack Swing on my nuts. Alright, so it'll teach you, though, seriously, about your government, about the processes. And of course, next week I'm looking forward to the hold up. Have they even said where they are? I don't even know where O'Keefe is. And that's it. And the other show that I am obsessed with right now is The Cartoon President. It's not only is the animation superb, and Ben Carson, who we'll get into again, hour two. Man, it's funny as shit. It's funny as shit. It's funny how everybody else looks like themselves, and Donald Trump looks like this orange idiot. But watch it. It pokes fun at everybody, including CNN and Fox and Friends and even Rachel Maddow. It's something for everybody. And our Cartoon President, they both are on Showtime. Listen, don't worry. My favorite show of all time is on HBO. And that show would be Game of Thrones. It's not coming back this year, though. And I'm a little mad about that. But Westworld is coming back. And that's it. Today in the Day of Life of TK, I slipped in the shower. I'm fine. The puppy ran off with the mat. And when I stepped out of the shower, I had no traction. Slid, but I'm okay. Between this show and the next, I'm going to have a little snacky poo and smoke a blunt. And then we're going to spend about an hour on Donald Trump and Jared Kushner losing his security clearance and Ben Carson $31,000 as the HUD secretary. And he spent $31,000 on, he had a $5,000 budget. He spent $31,000 on cookware. I'm going to get you out of here on Black Panther. Shout out to Africa and shout out to the film. It's doing phenomenal and so much for that bullshit that a black cast can't carry a movie. We don't believe that shit anymore, right? And you can do Jack Swing on my nuts. You know what? I do. There was something else I wanted to play. And I know I'm not going to get to do that now. But it's this song on the, what is it, the 50 Shades Darker? The 50 Shades Darker soundtrack. I don't even know the chick's name. I got to get stop that. That's bad. You know what? I'm going to get my shit together, all right? I promise. Look, love each other. I'll see you in a couple of hours. And you can do Jet Swing on my nuts. I said it. I meant it. And I'm here to represent it. All right, I'm going to get you out of here on Black Panther.
King of my country, king of my homeland, king of the filthy, king of the fallen, we living again. King of the shooters, looters, boosters, and ghettos popping. King of the past, present, future, my ancestors watching. King of the culture, king of the soldiers, king of the bloodshed, king of the wisdom, king of the ocean, king of the respect, king of the optimistic and dreamers that go and get it. King of the winners, district and geniuses with conviction. King of the fighters, king of the fathers, king of the belated, king of the answer, king of the problem, king of the forsaken, king of the empathy. Remorse. King of my enemies, may they fall to feet, I rejoice. King of the skies, red was dodging haters from religion. Now I'm faces going against the mind, race them with precision. I embrace them with collision. Kings to the king's vision, Black Panther king.
Dropped a million tears. I know several responsibilities put me here. I don't pedal backwards, but I live old-fashioned. The lens that I'm looking through won't prescribe me the right glasses. Masses are now free. Ashes I'm dumping out, about to spread all across seas. Sisters and brothers in unison, not because of me. Because we don't glue with the opposition, we glue with peace. But still the fuck up your organization, if any beef. What do you stand for? Are you an activist? What are your city plans for? Are you an accident? Are you just in the way? Your native tongue contradicting what your body language say. Are you a king? Are you joking? Are you a king? Are you posing? Are you a king? Are you smoking bull rocks to keep you open? Because the kingdom cry, kingdom die, kingdom like king, give all king, give all kingdom, for kingdom come when I come, you know why.
King, I am T'Challa.